What are you guys doing today? Anyone not going? Walkthrough?
We're going to do similar to what we did last week. It should be more of a walkthrough. But Pinnock will not do the walkthrough. And John Michael won't do the walkthrough.
With Pinnock, is it a foot based off the game what happened? And how long are you expecting him out?
It's more of his toe than it's his foot. So we'll see how it goes this week.
What's John Michael doing?
Lower leg, ankle. I got leg whipped a little bit in the game. So see where he's at sore today.
And you plan to continue with Tyrod as your quarterback,
yeah.
I assume?
Mm-hmm.
Do you approach this game any differently, being at the finale, maybe giving younger guys more of a look or anything like that?
What do you mean differently?
Like you play Trey Hawkins, or do you play guys who haven't got a lot of playing time lately, young players, to get a look at them?
Yeah, no, we'll try to do what we can do to win.
How much do you put into the fact about you could be a spoiler, right? This is a division. The Eagles come in the division, possibly with a win. Does it mean anything to you?
No, I just try to do the best we can to prepare and play as good as we can to try to win a game. Try to be consistent with it.
Do you call upon professionalism or pride or anything different when you go into a last game of the year?
No, because that's what those guys are. They're pros, and like, we got to, you know, try to have a good week and do as good as we can to go out there and play well.
Brian, what lessons do you want Tommy DeVito to take away from this whole season experience?
Yeah, I'd say that's for down the road. We're just focusing here on what we need to do this week.
This, one of the goals this year, obviously, was to do better in the division, which,
sure,
you know, didn't happen. So would beating the Eagles, you think, pump up a lot of people in this building, you, the players, everybody, you know, going out to the next season?
Yeah, anytime you win, it's a good thing. So, you know, I have a chance to go 3-3 in the division. It's different than 1-4-1, but, you know, really we're focused on, you know, trying to get a win.
I was I should have said more about the Eagles and the Cowboys as opposed to the division.
Yeah, we're just focused on the Eagles.
Does Matt Peart step into the right tackle?
Yeah, he'll play right tackle.
You guys did this, I think, in the playoffs last year, too. Like, you give Dennis Houston an elevation. Just what's the thinking behind that?
Well, he's done a great job for us all year, so brought him up. Because he earned that opportunity. He's been really a tough, competitive guy throughout practice. He gives a great look for the look teams, improved. Not necessarily, obviously, playing, but I thought that was a good thing to do for him.
Do you feel any pressure to get a win in this game?
We try to win every week. That's what we try to do.
It doesn't feel any different to you?
No, each week in this league, you try to do everything you can to get a win. So that's what we'll try to do.
Do you appreciate what your guys have done over the last few weeks, despite the fact you've been out of the playoffs?
Sure. Yeah, I think they compete. You know, they've had good competitive stamina. They've, you know, just went down to the wire in a few of these games. Obviously, they haven't gotten the results we want. But, yeah, appreciate how they're working in the building. They're pros. You know, they're doing everything they can do to try to be as good as they can be.
What do you mean when you say competitive stamina?
Compete regardless of the score, the situation, your record. You know, compete down in, down out, day in, day out.
You know, talk about evaluating your players, you know, constantly. How do you evaluate your coaches? Like, how does that process work?
Yeah, that's something, again, that's down the road here. So we're just focused on doing what we need to do this week.
But how does the process itself work? Not necessarily what you think of them, but just actual processes.
Yeah, I'd say I'm not focused on that right now. I'm focused on trying to do good this week.
Can I give a detailed answer on that next week?
Focused on today.
Nick has said, he mentioned that maybe he won't play everybody. You know, they might get a bye next week, or they might have to play next week. Do you expect to see all their frontline guys?
I'd say you'd have to ask Nick.
He told me to ask you. Yep, you almost was that something there.
You brought Beavers up,
mm-hmm,
the other day. What's his year been like? You know,
sure.
Sort of a journey coming back from the injury,
yeah,
and then on practice squad.
Yeah, he's you know, he's done a nice job. That's why we gave him that opportunity. We thought he could help us on special teams in a kicking game. Did some good things. We'll see how it goes this week.
Are you optimistic for Deontay this week?
We'll see. Yeah, I'm hopeful, but go all the way down to the wire probably.
This could be Shep's last game. Do you give him a little extra run if, you know, get him out there?
I've got a tremendous amount of respect for Shep, and, you know, if we, you know, have things in for Shep, he'll be ready to go.